Massachusetts State Treasurer Stephen Grossman joined Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno and other state and local officials at the groundbreaking for the Elias Brookings Elementary School. The new $28 million school is being built on what is now an empty lot, just a few blocks from the boarded-up old school building. Shortly after the tornado hit on June 1, 2011, Grossman, as chair of the Massachusetts School Building Authority, pledged to repair Brookings and a second Springfield school, Mary Dryden Elementary, whose north wing was ripped off by the twister.
And we simply said, let's put it on a fast track. Look, I've been in business all my life. The principle of any great organization is be fast, be flexible, be entrepreneurial, and that's exactly what we've done here.
The fast track process included an amendment to state law to lift a cap on how much the state can reimburse Springfield for the school projects. Grossman said there will be no cost to Springfield taxpayers. While the state will foot most of the bill, some expenses will be covered by FEMA. While repairs to the Dryden School are nearly complete, officials determined last summer that it made more sense to replace the Brookings School, which was built in 1925. Mayor Sarno declared Wednesday that Brookings is rising from the ashes like a phoenix.
It's a great day for the city of Springfield, and these are days when I'm always proud and honored to be mayor, but in some of the tough times that urban mayors face, it's a great day because we're going to be able to bring back to the community, bring back to our children, and bring back to the neighborhood, and I think that's extremely, extremely important.
The new school, which is expected to open in 2015, will be larger than the old one at 65,000 square feet. There will be a state-of-the-art cafeteria and gymnasium that will both be available for community use during non-school hours. Until the new school is open, the 300 Brookings students will continue to take classes in modular buildings that are set up on the school's former playground. Brookings principal Terry Poe said the modular classrooms have been a fine stopgap.
I really appreciate the fact that the city was able to come together and give us a place to educate the kids, give them some normalcy after so many families lost their homes and had to make changes. I just look at it as, you know, an opportunity for us to continue to do the good work that we were doing.
Olivia Walter, who has three children currently attending Brookings, praised Principal Poe and the rest of the staff for helping the kids through a devastating time.
She brought over some great teams to help them through their emotions, like the therapist, and they really helped them, like group family therapy after school. It helped out a lot. I really didn't realize my kids had the anxiety or whatever after the tornado and, you know, every time there was a storm.
The replacement Brookings School is the first major tornado-related construction project in the Maple High Six Corners neighborhood. It is one of the poorest neighborhoods in Springfield, but the tornado damage, ironically, has opened the way to revitalization. Springfield Housing Director Jerry McCafferty said there are plans to build new single-family and multifamily housing.
There's also a spillover effect that will have a positive impact on the rest of the neighborhood. So this is one piece of a very exciting project.
Springfield officials are launching a series of public hearings this month to get suggestions on how to spend $21.8 million in federal disaster relief money that was awarded earlier this year by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.